possessed.
It's the Bobby Dollar Show.
Guess who's possessed?
It's the Bobby Dollar Show.
Guess who's possessed?
It's the Bobby Dollar Show.
Time to re-up, gotta recycle the flow. Time to re-up, gotta recycle the flow.
It's the Bobby Dollar Show with the season co-host, Big Homie Mo. Are you really ready for season 4? Like, subscribe, then tune in, because we lit this season.
Guess who's possessed? Still smell the blow on my clothes like Krispy Kreme. I was cooking the morning.
Hey, yo, what it do, man? It's your big homie, Bobby Dollars, and I want to welcome y'all back to another episode of the Bobby Dollar Show. Of course, we in season 4, and I got my co-host, big homie Mo in here. What's up, Mo?
Yes, sir, man. Chilling, bro. Chilling.
Yeah,
can't complain.
Hey, I got a surprise for you tonight, homie. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we're gonna check out this little clip. You know what I'm saying? Let me make sure we detail this shit out, man, because I got this clip off of YouTube from... YouTube account Madam Nori. So y'all can like, subscribe, and everything. I mean, it's been a while. This clip came out December 1st, 2015, but it done had over 250,000 views. So I liked it. I wanted to check it out with you, let you see what it had to offer. But again, man, this video is from December 1st, 2015, from YouTube account Madam Nori. And this clip was a segment, you know, called Black Men and Women Are Taught Not to Get Along. And this was from the Ask a Black Man panel, you know, where they get like four or five black gentlemen up there of all ages. Some are married, some are not. And they ask some questions and you get the opinion of these guys. You know, I took this little segment. It's only about 5 or 6 minutes long, I guess, maybe 10 minutes long, something like that. And we're gonna check it out, bro. See what you think. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty cool.
Okay. Bit.
All right. So let's get into this, man. So again, man, this is Ask a Black Man from the Ask a Black Man panel. The title of this is called Black Men and Women Are Taught Not to Get Along. All right. From YouTube account Madam Nori.
Welcome to a special edition of Ask a Black Man, the show where we get real answers from real men. I'm your host, Kayla Walker, and on this episode, we're talking about the list. Yes, ladies, the men have a list too. And before we get started, we're gonna meet our men. First up, we have Deval. Then we have Faison. Next up, Josen. Next, Egomeli. And last but not least, Devin.
All right, so let me pause this real quick, bro, because we looking at this video clip and our listeners don't know what we seeing. So let's go through this and we'll say it, man. Like the first dude, Deval Ellis, he's 30 years old and he's married. Okay, so you can read them if you want, bro, but this is just to let the listeners know like the status of these guys. We don't want them to just hear black men talking and not know if they in a relationship or if they married or if, you know what I'm saying? So we can go through that way. I can make sure you can see this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So Faison Gray, 25, single guy.
Okay. He's single. Yeah. Faison single. That's what's up.
Josen.
Yeah. His name
what's that? 34.
Yeah, he 34 and in a
relationship. He in a relationship. Yeah. Is he black?
Yeah, he black. He black. He one of those black guys that that's got the black father and like the dominant gene mom or whatever that might
be. Okay, like yeah.
Filipino or something. I don't know, but you know how it is, bro. When the black X gene is in you, you black.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
True.
You know, so let's see who we got next. Okay, here's the he African, I think.
Yeah. Egomeli. He's 28 in a relationship. I asked Brim though.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Them glasses too. Them glasses go.
Yeah.
I like that. And then this guy right here, man, he's actually mixed. He's really mixed. You know what I'm saying? And he explained that. You know what I'm saying? We'll hear him talk about it, but this is him.
Okay. Devin. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and Devin, he's 30 and he's single. So let's get back to it. All right. All right, so let's get back to it. So all our listeners, we kind of wanted you to know, you know, who was single, who wasn't, who was in a relationship, who married, you know. So let's go.
Okay, yeah, right there.
All right, guys, let's get into this. The list, okay? Tell me, why do y'all need a list?
The list is bull. It changes. It changes. So, for example, what you wanted at 18 is not going to be the same thing you want at 25. Mm-hmm. So what so many people do is they drink the happiness Kool-Aid, right? And what the happiness Kool-Aid is like, oh, society tells me I need these things in order to be happy, right? So you just put a bunch of things on your list that you think are going to make you happy until you experience those things and you realize, oh, snap, that don't even make me happy.
I'm at a younger age, kind of. But, you know, you still see, like, random people popping into your
this
life.
This is Faison, like, that's 25. Like,
it has nothing to do with any kind of list.
That's true.
It's a you know, a personal connection. There's good vibes. There's good energy. There's good chemistry between people. That's and you true. Try it out. And, you know, you fill them out. And if you really, like, feel each other, then you'll both connect in some kind of way and work hard to make the other person happy.
What is on this list?
I think there's four things.
Just four? Okay.
So one, she lets you chase your dreams in peace. That's
okay.
one.
Okay.
Two, she has to know that everything is all about improvement. So physically, emotionally, mentally, sexually, there's always room for improvement. Three, magic, right?
Magic?
Magic. So, like, you know, when you meet someone, it's like, I just want to get to know them. I just really like them.
Okay.
It has to be that spark. The last thing is just, you have to have a passion for something. So you have one passion or one talent. That's my list. So if you're good at one thing, if you're down to improve constantly, that's two. That's two out of four.
Yeah. That's a great list.
It's yeah.
List.
Yeah, I like that. I like what you think. That hey, that's a pretty good list though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure, man. That when he said magic, I was like, magic.
Yeah.
Then he broke it down. He was like, yeah, to that spark, man, make sure y'all connect.
That chemistry, that's, you know what I'm saying?
Dope.
That chemistry, yeah. Like, if you got that chemistry, bro, you can't deny that. That's there.
Yin and yang, man.
You hear me? And I did like the idea of him saying, it was two things I liked. The second thing he said about improvement, physically, mentally, spiritually, you know, hey, man, that's the whole point of growing, bro. Like, you don't grow, you don't grow out, you don't grow down, you don't grow sideways, you grow up. And as you grow up, you get better and you get wiser and more confident. And you know what I'm saying? That's how that's supposed to play. And then the other thing I like is, like he said, the very last thing, you know what I'm saying? After he said the magic, what was that? Damn, it just slipped my mind.
Passion.
Yeah. Having a passion for something, bro, because it's like when she don't have a passion or a hobby or something to do, she gonna intrude on yours. You know what I'm saying? So then once she's intruding into your space and the things you got going on, it starts to become a problem, because when you start to push her away, she's starting to feel like, why are you pushing me away? What you doing? You doing something you ain't got no business. You know, that's just the mind of a woman that don't have no goals, no, you know what I'm saying? Like, she ain't tripping off of nothing but just being there with him. You know what I'm saying? That's so crazy.
Riding with him and letting him, you know what I'm saying? Letting him, like old boy said, explore, do what he got to do.
Yeah,
you know
give him let him do it in peace. Like sometimes, man, even myself, and I'm absolutely 100% willing to admit it. I work better in solitude. Like when I'm like, I don't, basically what I'm saying is, because I tell you within my realm of what I'm doing, I don't need your opinion. I don't need your thoughts. I don't need you to stand behind me and tell me you should do this, you should do that. Like, don't take offense to that. That's not saying we don't love you, we don't care, we get the hell on, we don't want to be bothered. That's just saying what you're doing is manipulating my mindset. And I don't need that. I don't need you standing behind me trying to coerce me into doing something else.
Let me do me.
Yeah.
Well, I make the mistake, it's on me. You know what I'm saying? I got to correct my own mistake.
Right. Because
I don't need your help.
My accountability is for myself when it comes to those things. I don't want to have to accept my mistakes and yours too. And you shouldn't even been involved in the first place. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm at with that. And I respect that 100%, man. I like this little list. That's cool. Come on, let's see what else they talking about, bro.
Yes, sir.
Short and simple, just like
it sounds like a good list of a guy who's looking to date. Now I'm going to tell you the real list, all right? This
is the list. That's nice, single man.
Yeah. No, because this, we have to be fair to the women. The women are really
okay, this brother married. This brother married.
And I understand, yeah. I understand your plight. So trust me, I get it, right? Men sit, okay, she got to look good, right? She has to cook. Mm-hmm. She has to clean. Got to make us laugh, because sometimes we just want to laugh.
Once you get into the particulars of a guy, and that's when the list really starts. It's like the fine print of the list.
Right.
It's like the small
that.
Things.
I agree with that.
That, you know,
he's the older guy.
You didn't even, maybe the man didn't even know he needed until he was one year into a relationship.
That made a lot of, go ahead.
No, I think for me personally, my list is real simple. It's honesty. Because whatever you find attractive in me, I want my significant other to be my compliment. So if you find my hustle attractive, have that hustle. Don't lie to yourself like, oh, I want that. And then you have nothing to compliment that.
Didn't I just say that? Often,
women mm-hmm. try to find a guy and say, I want to make myself fit on his list.
Yeah.
That's
wrong. And
that's
where the issues come in. So it's like, yeah. If I don't fit on his list, then something's wrong with me. No, sweetheart, nothing's wrong with you if
right.
you don't fit on his list.
That's what
you
I just said.
You just don't fit with him.
But right.
Then, like I said, that fine print area is where a lot of things go wrong because people don't, one, the man doesn't necessarily communicate those things that
That's
he
true.
Wants.
That's true.
Two, the woman doesn't ask, well, what more do you need?
It's three things. Know what you want, know how to get what you want, and when you get it, know how to keep it. I wrote something when I was in sixth grade. I was right-handed God. I'm going to marry me a light-skinned girl with green eyes, and I'm going to have pretty light-skinned babies in the sixth grade. I don't know where that came from.
I don't know where that came from either.
But then over time...
She mad. She big mad. She dark-skinned.
Oh, that's not me. But in the sixth grade, I literally got the paper at home somewhere in a box in a little scribble. My sixth grade signature.
You won't get so much backlash for that. Ooh,
you
won't get it. No.
They gonna light his ass up.
Right, right.
So we posed this question to Instagram and we got some feedback. At Tinderlovin' Karen wants to know, are men as picky about their list as women?
You know, I think the biggest thing for me, and I don't think we addressed this, is that this is Ask a Black Man, right? I think a lot of women struggle because they don't understand the plight of the black man and what we go through between the ages of 25 and 35. And I think
like that.
That's the real issue here. Yeah. That's why we as a people can't understand each other. You know, majority of the women are going to watch us are black, right? And I feel like we systematically are taught not to like each other. If you look at just cosmetics, like he said, light skin, light eyes. You know, you see a woman, all these women on TV are getting lip injections, right? But if a black woman walks in with full lips, her lips are too big. What black men are going through in these days is that we're trying to grind.
Hey, he's speaking some shit right now because, bro, like this was the episode that I just did yesterday or this morning.
Yeah.
Or whatever, when I told you I didn't want to wake you up.
Uh-huh.
This is fully what I just talked about, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy, man, how not necessarily talking about the lip injections and all that, but just basically talking about, you know, the competition that women play amongst each other. And
mm-hmm.
we wind up, you know, involved in shit we don't know nothing about. And they in competition exactly. with each other and don't even know they are. You know, it's crazy, man. That episode I did was pretty good. But I like what he's saying, though, man, because generally us guys, we go through a lot between 25 and 35. That's true, because that's a transition.
Yeah, we do.
That's 10 years of transition for us. And we, mm-hmm. you know, normally having kids and trying to go to school, trying to do
between that age, man, I didn't know where I wanted to be at in life.
Yeah.
So it was just like, man, you know what? I'm going to find this niche and I'm going to stick with it. And shit, man, some end up railroading the plan. And then you ended up doing something else, man. So it's that's the golden age era there, man. You yeah. right, bro.
Yeah, real talk. You know what I'm saying? Well, let's see what he say.
We're trying to establish ourselves. A lot of the men up here got bachelor's degrees, right? You're the first in your family to get a bachelor's degree probably, right? Did your father have a bachelor's degree? So what we're competing against is that a lot of black women are looking on TV and they're living that lifestyle like, man, I want somebody who's 25, fully developed spiritually, mentally, has his foundation together, his money together, and wants to be with one woman. It's not possible for a black man to have all of that between 20 and 35 because we're trying to grow and trying to build something for you. And we're intimidated by you because you walk in with your Louboutins, your Gucci bags, your shades on, and your first thought is, I want somebody who can provide all this for me. We can't provide all that for you right now because I just got out of undergrad. I got to pay back my school bills and
my debt.
You
hear me? Big time. Them big facts. Them big facts.
Yeah, bro.
We're picky about our list, but the things on our list that we're picky about. My brother said, like, for instance, like a woman that can make us laugh, right? Like, that's a big thing.
It really
like,
is.
I
hell yeah.
My girlfriend cracks me up, and I can't tell you how valuable that is to me.
So, do you think that black women have way too much on their list compared to other cultures?
What you think? Before they even get into that, what you think?
Bro, yes, bro.
Yeah, yes. I agree.
Because, man, black women got this expectation that they man need to be, like my boy Kevin Samuels always say, that a man need to be in this bracket when you ain't even in that bracket. You feel
you
what me?
Right, so, you know what I'm saying?
So people hate Kevin Samuels, bro, but that dude be making a lot of sense, man. If you listen to him and the way he break it down, he make a lot of sense, man. And a lot of women don't like that. They think he coming at them the wrong way, but he pretty much putting you up on game, telling you exactly your mind frame of how you need to be thinking.
Yeah.
You thinking big.
That's crazy.
You thinking big, but you ain't on that level with that guy. You think a guy that's making $600,000 a year gonna want a female that's making less than him, bro?
Yeah, you know, or at least making the little amount that she could be. I mean, I could see her making, he want her to make somewhere at least $250,000.
Exactly.
You know, half a million. $300,000. I make six, you can make five, you can make 450. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I could see that.
Want no female that's making $80,000, $90,000. What the fuck?
But I mean, listen to what he said though, bro. He said that at that age, there's an intimidation there because of the way this woman is presenting herself.
Exactly.
Especially in public. And he ain't lying. And again, I have to say, that's the competition amongst women. They gonna leave that house looking as fly as they possibly can. And you know what they always say? I don't do this for no man. I do this for me. Yeah, I know you're doing it for you because you want to look better than that chick that you saw yesterday at the little bodega.
Exactly.
When you go in there today, you want this bitch to see you really do dress up. You really do upgrade.
Exactly.
You really got that shit popping like that. So,
and it's the same way at work.
Hey, real talk.
Same way.
Real talk, bro. Like at my job, bro, I swear to God, them ladies, man, they come in there with brand new leggings on every single day. You know what I'm saying? And it's always the expensive kind. You know they're expensive because they got like pockets and shit everywhere and holding their keys and their cell phone. She got a snicker on the side of her ass cheek. Like, how the fuck you get that over there? You know?
At the end of the day, we don't care about none of that
crap. I know I don't. You know, I don't. I'm happy with the way my wife do what she do. You know, I'm happy with the little female friends that I may have at work, the way they carry themselves and handle their business, because they'll show me pictures of how they look when they go out with their husbands and go to the concerts and stuff like that. New Edition just came. They went to the New Edition concert. They be fly as hell. But when you see them at work, they ain't tripping off of that. She got a ball cap on. She got a hoodie on. You know what I'm saying?
Some
she
got shit, man.
You know what I'm saying? She came to come to work.
You don't trip off that kind of stuff, man. Men don't be in competition. Well, some men don't be in competition.
The only ones that do, them be the young boys, man. Them be the 20 through 26. You know what I'm saying?
Like he said, yep.
That's who that
like,
is.
Like, man, come on, bro. You think I'm finna be in competition with you?
Right, bro.
Yeah, man. I'm about to go get these new joints. I don't give a damn.
Right. You know, because
what me for?
By the time a man start getting, by the time a man getting near 30, bro, he ain't tripping off no damn no other dude. You know what I'm saying? By the time a man get 30, the only comparison that he may have with another man is his vehicle. And that nigga got a hard. He'll say, damn, his pickup truck cold, man. I'm finna give me one of them. You know, he not doing it like the woman say, shit, what is that? A 2014? I'm getting a 2018. No, he just like, shit, that mug dope, but I'm finna get me one of them. He ain't trying to compare years and makes and models. He just like, shit, I want me a pickup truck. You know what I'm saying?
Look, then shit, bro. We compliment each other, man. You be like, man, bro, that's a fly-ass hat, bro.
You hear me?
Shit, man, you know what I'm saying? It's like, and then with women, some women, they do it, but a lot of them don't, man. They be like, look what she got on. Like,
yeah,
we don't look at dude. I don't look at another guy and say, look at what he got on for what?
Bro,
I'm not going to be jealous of the next man.
Ladies at my job, man, coming to me saying, Rob, do you see what she got on? Them shorts is way too short. And then she got all that cellulite and stuff hanging out of there. You got to tell her she can't wear that. Nah, I'm not telling her shit. If she came in here with it on and the Amazon big bosses didn't say nothing to her, how in the hell I'm going to go to her and tell her she need to go put some sweats on? Nah,
exactly.
Man. Because you don't like how she look, I got to go and discipline this grown 45-year-old ass woman. So next thing I know, we not allowed to have our phones on the floors, like taking pictures and doing all this kind of stuff. Next thing I know, I'm seeing them snapping pictures of this lady walking by. She bending down, picking up boxes and stuff off the floor. They taking pictures. Like, what are y'all doing, man? Oh, I'm sending this to corporate. Why are y'all so concerned with this lady, man? Can you please do your job? You know what I'm saying? Like, please do your job.
You worried about the next? Nah, damn, all
like,
that.
Man, just please do your job. Please do your job.
That's it, man.
You know, you at work talking and you might say something and then just out the blue, well, what you get your wife for this day? Why you care? That ain't and where did you come from? You know what I'm saying? Go back
exactly.
Like, go back over there and finish working, man. I'm sitting here talking to a whole nother dude over here. You just popped up. Did you get your wife something for Valentine's Day? What you get her? Why? What you want to see if I got my wife something better than what your boyfriend got you? Like, nah, exactly. Man.
I'm quite
like,
sure it probably is.
Like, nah.
When you mature, you know what to get somebody, man.
Yeah, man. And the guys ain't on all of that, bro. And you know what the biggest thing about this whole panel is that's crazy, bro?
Mm-hmm.
All of them sitting there calm. They letting each other finish their thoughts. They letting each other speak. Yep. Ain't nobody trying to out-talk nobody. Ain't nobody yelling and pointing. And you know what I'm saying, bro? None of that characterization, bro. These just real brothers just sitting up there having a real conversation. Hey, I like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I really like that. So let's get back into it.
You know, race is an issue, though. Because think about it. The pool of men that black women have to go in when it comes to black men is a lot smaller than the pool of white men.
You have to be sensitive to the fact that, like, a black woman may have different needs than women that come from other races.
I agree.
And just like any woman that decides to date a black man has to understand that with that comes different needs and different level of understanding.
Real talk.
You sign up to marry a black man, you should automatically know that when we walk out in these streets, it is less safe for us than it is for other groups of people. Yeah.
How do you define black love?
As soon as you date somebody with black, it's like black is such a dominant gene in the genealogical gene pool that it's like, it's black love. Like, for instance, my father found my mother walking through the park. Still to this day, refuse to believe that my mother's white. He says she's light-skinned, she's Spanish, she's Indian.
And that's where it comes from.
And he's like, this is black love. And I'm like, I'm pretty
That's
black.
Where it comes you know, from.
Grandma was like Irish or something like that. But he's still like, this black love. Like, your mother's light-skinned. She's not, no, she's light-skinned. I'm like, all right, well, cool. So I'm a product of, I guess, black love. So for me, seeing that growing up that way, just know nothing on the color spectrum that I'm gonna be like, oh well, if I'm in a relationship with you, it's black love.
Okay.
That's just me.
All right.
If you look at some of the hashtags like mixed chicks, You know, for example, my wife is black and Indian.
Real and talk though, real talk.
She would put, you know, put her hair be wet and it'd be like too natural. Like, oh, you're not.
I'm looking at her reaction.
She's like, I'm black. My mother's Jamaican. Like, stop trying to take away my blackness. You know, and we had a popular magazine look at our wedding photos, loved them, and said that they couldn't post them because my wife wasn't black enough.
Wow.
And I think that that's crazy, man. You know how mad I was?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wanted to black out.
Why don't you say the name of the magazine so we never read it again? I don't want to support it, but I do think that what he's touching on is something that can, like, kind of, to me, black love is about defying the odds that society stacks against you.
Yeah.
You know,
But people
it goes back to, like, identifying, like, what society is doing to us as a people.
Right.
And how that is actually, like, hurting us.
Yes.
And if you try to act like that doesn't exist, then you're gonna hurt yourself.
All right, get in here real quick, Faison. I got one more question.
You know, people expect, you know, black couples to look like Love and Hip Hop, like one of these reality TV shows where you're like arguing and throwing wine on each other. Exactly. And then like when you're in like a, you know, a restaurant, you walk into a 5-star restaurant.
Right.
Let's say you're going to like the Ritz-Carlton and you're chilling with your girl, they expect you to be blacking and wilding out when you can't just sit down and have a distinguished conversation.
All right, fellas, let me ask you this. Which celebrity couple do you think sort of displays black love?
Beyonce, Jay-Z.
Okay, boom.
Damn, he was fast. That was quick. He said that quick.
Jada and Will.
No.
Remy Ma and Papoose. See, on the urban side.
They fooled us, bro. They fooled us.
Nah, black people love each other hard and strong the same way any other, you know, ethnicity or race love each other. And
we're I will say Remy Ma and Papoose, like though, bro.
Yeah, I agree with that, too.
And we can debate and we can articulate and we can talk about the things that,
we're gonna
that
talk about
make
that.
Us feel like we want in our women. I think that this is important. This is black love right here. This is black bro love.
I love it.
Yeah. Real talk. Real talk.
Show for show. All day long, but we got to wrap it up. Thanks for watching Ask a Black Man. For more episodes like this, log on to MadamNoir.com and be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel.
There you go, man. I wanted to make sure that Madam Noir got her credit on any and everything that we utilized today. It was just a clip from YouTube, 10-minute clip from YouTube. But yeah, man, hey, you right, man. Now, what was that? Now, say that again that you just brought up, bro.
Papoose and Remy Ma?
Yeah, man. Hey. That is black love, because the reality of that is the roles reversed, and that man waited on her like women wait on the dudes.
7 years, bro.
So you can't tell me that black men ain't loyal. You can't tell me black men don't stand strong for their women, bro.
Exactly.
7 years of that man's life alone.
And you never heard anything about him in the news,
never,
bro.
No never.
Scandals, no having other women, no
none of that,
nothing, bro.
None of that. And not to say that he did or didn't, we don't know.
Yeah,
it's not our business, but the fact is if nothing was publicized, nothing on record that stated that that man did anything to put that lady in a bad head space while she was locked away.
Exactly.
That lady, she came out with prettier skin, longer hair. She was stress-free in jail. You hear me?
Yep.
Man, Remy came out looking for
everybody. Then everybody be hollering about Beyonce and Jay-Z. No.
You know, I agree, man. That ain't, to me, I don't look at Jay-Z and Beyonce as black love. I look at them as black business. Like they just, they are a top tier elite business couple. There will never be another business couple like that one ever. You know what I'm saying?
Never.
But as far as like expressing black love and being a family and all of that, I don't really hold them accountable. Nope. I don't hold them accountable at all.
you done heard so many scandals with them.
Yeah.
And as far as that situation right there, man, and don't get me wrong, they good parents to their kids. That's without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
They are good parents to their kids, man. But as far as like looking at them as like they be saying couple goals, goals as far as like
Remy and Pap, yeah.
Business aspect, yeah. Remy and Papoose is the couple's goal.
Right. Now business goals. Now, when we talking business goals, we talking Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah. Jay-Z and Beyonce, yes.
For real. Real. Now, so he did mention Will and Jada. Now, I ain't going to jump all into that too much, but I do remember J. Cole saying, J. Cole said it too, that Will and Jada love. Like, bro, like, I'm not going to stunt, man. Over this last 2 weeks since that Chris Rock stuff and all of that, man, they have really been exploiting Will Smith, and they've been putting videos up. They've been putting footage.
I hate they doing Will like that, man. Will is a good, humble dude, man, that made
He made a mistake, bro.
He reacted out of built up anger, bro.
Man, you know what, bro? If you really want to know the truth, for me, I think Will broke it, man. I think their brother is absolutely broken, man.
Definitely broken, man.
You know, it ain't no coming back from this one. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like sometimes, bro, you can really, really be, you know how they call them functioning addicts? The people that do drugs but got jobs and can go to work and can take care of their kids. But they, on the weekends, nigga, they party hard. I'm talking throwing up every day and can't see half the night. Like
that's Will, bro.
You know, like
that's him, man.
Well, I don't think he do all that dope and all that.
He probably don't do none of that.
Yeah, but I think I really do believe that you know, he is one of those people that try to put his entire life first, so that way, you know, he's not looked at in a bad light, or he's not looking like he's putting people in harm's way. Like, everybody call him clean cut and all of that kind of stuff, but I don't even look at the clean cut portion of it. I look at it as him just trying to be a model black man, like not trying to be a role model, but just like a black man that you can say, damn, you know what I'm saying? He really did get the dirt off his shoulders. He wasn't out here like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was
exactly.
Cool. But shit, not now. Not
that
now.
Whole situation, man. Then the Academy Award, the Academy Oscar suspended him for 10 years, bro.
That's crazy.
So for 10 years, he can't get a nomination. But like I was telling somebody earlier today, man, we don't need nobody else validation as black people, man.
Real talk.
We don't need other people validation, man.
Yeah.
We do not need your validation to let us know that we are the SHIT. We don't need your validation.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And what's crazy, bro, is like with the money that Will got, if it's really out there like they say it is, with the money that Will got, bro, Will can start his own production company, his own studio, just like Tyler Perry did, and do his own movies. And he can start completely over right now at 50 years old, because I think he like 50, 51, something like that.
Man, bro,
this next 10 years of his life, he could straight build his own studio, redo a whole bunch of movies for himself, write his own script. I mean, he could hire in those guys that did Bel Air for him as part of his writing crew and all that. Like, Will could change the game, man, with this one mistake, become completely independent, man, and do exactly what Tyler Perry doing, but on his own terms, bro. Yep.
I hate the fact that people are gonna put this stigma on him for what he did for the rest of it. They'll never let it go.
Yeah.
They gonna always bring it up.
Yeah, it ain't going nowhere, bro. I mean, it's just like, it's the internet. It'll never go nowhere. It's online, bro. Once it's in, like they say at one cartoon, once it's in the cloud, it's gone
it's
forever.
In the cloud, it's gone forever, bro.
It's gone forever. It's in the cloud.
I hate, man, that, man, a good, humble dude like that, man, he been holding that in for years, bro. He been holding this anger and this pain and this hurt that he have right now.
Yeah.
And for years, and it just finally exploded, bro.
Yeah, I seen a video the other day, man, where he was talking to Jada because she just filming him. You know what I'm saying? And he like, look, man, I don't want you recording me without telling me you recording me, man. And, you know, he like, my social media presence is my everything. You can't just come up recording me. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what I'm doing. You know, like, and she, you see this this is what I'm talking about, the foolishness I got to deal with. Wait a minute, man. How you disrespecting that man like that? You know what I'm saying? He just sat here and blatantly told you, as nice as he and as calm as he possibly could, I don't mm-hmm. want you, I don't want you to film me without asking. And you can't you can't respect that?
Hey, exactly.
You know, as a man, I'm saying she don't deserve a brother like that. She need mm-hmm. to be, she need to be in her little feminist movement and her little this little I hate men era. She need to go on and do what she gonna do and leave that brother alone, man, and let that brother rebuild his situation. You know what I'm saying?
Let him heal, bro. Yeah, he too humble for her, man.
Yeah,
he too humble for her, and it's like she needs somebody that's probably gonna grab her by her damn neck.
Yeah, maybe that's what August doing, man. Because this nigga quietly in the background writing books and memoirs and doing exactly, tours and bro. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's,
come on,
it's
bro.
Crazy, man. Dude.
I thought he was blind. What happened? What happened to being legally blind?
Will, man. It's crazy, man. I hate that stuff happening.
You know what I'm saying? August Alsina was not lying when he was talking about, man, I love it. He love this shit. He do. He know what he doing.
He know what he doing, bro.
He ain't crazy. You know what I'm saying? And Will is doing everything he can to not commit a felony. And that's where I respect him. The respect is above and beyond. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because that brother, man, he has every right in his world to go to jail for the rest of his life.
And
he is not committing those felonies. He is walking tall mm-hmm. and he's keeping his head high. And I admire that. And I 100% mm-hmm. respect that from one brother to another. You know what I'm saying?
Dan, look at this, brother. This is what I don't understand, though, B. But out of all the things that he done, okay, that situation right there. All right, you got to look at the fact of, okay, the Oscars was like, yeah, we're going to look into the investigation and we're going to think about taking his Oscar back. But did you take Harvey Weinstein Oscars back from his
right. You hear me? Did y'all shut him down? Wait a minute, though, bro. Just a second ago, I cannot just like leap over this. You scared the hell out of me. I thought a white man was talking on my show.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know where he came from. I'm like, did I hit accept? What happened here?
Bro, the whole situation is crazy, man. That,
yeah, real
okay,
talk.
You thinking about taking Will Oscar away from him,
yeah,
that he blatantly, he earned that Oscar with
right.
no controversies behind that Oscar.
Right. But
with Harvey Weinstein, okay, he went to jail. He in jail now. He had a big production company over, man, that man has so many nominations. And his production company done won so many Oscars. Are you gonna take his Oscars back?
Right.
Right is right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Fair is fair. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be fair on both sides of the spectrum. Don't cut it dry with Will and then don't cut it with him. You feel me? With his production company.
Yeah.
If you're gonna take Will Oscar back, you gotta take all his company Oscars back too, then.
Yeah, you know,
right is right, man.
It's a crazy thing with the privilege, man. And I don't even know what privilege it is now. The privilege has been expanded so much that we don't know if it's white privilege. We don't know if it's Hollywood privilege. We don't know if it's black privilege. We don't know if it's we don't know anything anymore, bro. Like we are literally in a country that keeps us in the dark. And we don't have a clue. We do not have a clue until it hits our social media. Social media is our lifeline, because if somebody passed away, bro, you don't know till you read it online. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
If it's a mass shooting or if it's something going on, you absolutely do not know it until you get on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or something and people
or
are posting.
If you got
posting.
CNN,
yeah, but
like
that, but that's the thing though, bro. Like on us old heads probably will look at the news.
Mm-hmm.
But the younger generation, they ain't finna go look at no damn news. They don't even hell. They don't even spell news with like
they
news. They
even,
don't.
They
done changed. You hear me? They done changed. They done changed the whole word around. I don't even know what the hell they talking about. So when it's all said and done, bro, like they not checking for that. they going right to social media on their phone, and that's how they know. That is absolutely how they know. So, you know, it's crazy how that has to work itself out. Like, we ain't prepared for the social media like they are, but they not prepared for like the real world activity like we are. So
exactly.
If anything ever does occur, and I seen maybe 300 videos today on YouTube talking about World War III, I don't know why in the hell everybody keeps saying World War III, World War III.
Ain't nothing happened, bro.
Bro, I've already done been told, you know, by some people that I know that's in the military and and got them ranks working in infantry and all of that kind of stuff, talking about mid-May, it's gonna be some movement.
It all depends, though.
And I'm like,
everything is on the president, man. So we can't bust a move without his saying or without NATO saying anything. We can't bust a move.
But wait a minute, though. I thought in this country, in America, not necessarily the UN or NATO or nothing like that, I thought in America that the chief general or whatever of the military can make that decision if he feels like the president isn't moving like he should be moving and all of that.
He can. The four-star general, yeah, he can make that move if he want to, but he still got advisors that he gotta correlate with though. You know what I'm saying? Before they even think about making a move like that, they can always override the president.
But you
got advisors and you got people in the cabinet that would keep, you know what I'm saying? They gonna make sure that the general don't make the wrong move, you feel me?
Yeah, real talk though, because you know we all know the president is just the face of the country, but that's it, man.
He the face of the country, but the president ain't got no real power, man. The real power lies in, like we said, we don't never do politics. No. Yeah. But the real power lies in the Congress and how the Congress, House of Representatives, and the Senate. That's where the real power is. They are the ones that control this country and the military.
They control this country. Yeah.
They control this country, man. The president ain't nothing but a face.
I already know, bro. You know what I'm saying? But that's the reason why I say I don't really talk about this kind of stuff, because it's too open-ended, and it's not fair to not be able to have other people on that are actually in those positions to speak. Like, it make it all too one-sided for us to just sit here and go off and say this, that, and the other, but then we don't have a colonel or a four-star general that's chiming in saying, hey, look, when we make these decisions, it's because, you know, so that's the reason why I don't discuss that kind of stuff, and the reason why I don't discuss religion, because in religion, people will tell you 600 things that's supposed to be and what the Bible say and what God say, but we'll never ever get the opportunity to be blessed enough to have God to come on this podcast and say, hey,
exactly,
Romans chapter 6 is real. You know, like, you know, like we ain't gonna never get that ever in our lives. You know what I'm saying? So
and
that's
then, like you said, with the military, it's like this thing that we call OPSEC, which is, you know, it's only so much information that can be out there, and it's a lot of information that you don't supposed to tell nobody. So everything OPSEC with the military, man. So if we was gonna make a move, trust me, wouldn't nobody know about it but the people that's in Washington, D.C.
Right, I agree with that.
It's not gonna be any local military joke or any...
Yeah, absolutely.
Nah, man, if we gonna make a move, man, they definitely won't know. It's all behind the walls in the Pentagon or wherever they do they thing at, man. It'll never be out here with the regular ordinary Joes. We'll get it passed down to us, but we definitely won't know what's really going on, what's the strategy and all that.
Well, that, I mean, you know what? Honestly, though, it should be like that. Some things need to stay confidential. Everybody don't need to know how the world works, because too much information, man, can really cause a lot of chaos. So it's cool being the way it is, but at the same time, it is still cool when we are able to be in the know when we want to be. You know what I'm saying? So I would say when it's all said and done, you know, you're right. All those decisions are made by the upper echelon. And mm-hmm. when it finally gets to us, shit, moves already been made. So, you know, it is what it is, man. It is what it is.
That's true. For sure, man.
Yeah, so, man, this has been another good episode with you, homie. Hey, I like that little video, man. That was pretty cool. You know what I'm saying?
Having that was dope, bro. We got to do more of that, man.
Yeah, you know, I like hearing the opinion of other people, and I wanted season 4 to be a little different for us. So that's why I kind of mixed this and mixed that and just do this mm-hmm. and that, you know. So when it's all said and done, bro, you know, I'm hoping that we can reach some people, man, and people really enjoy what we got going on. You know what I'm saying?
That's true, bro. So, you know, we be having good insight, man. We be having our good, you know what I'm saying, commentary on everything that we slide up in here, bro.
Yeah.
It just get the people to listen, man, and hopefully they take heed to whatever we saying, you feel me? Take something out of it.
Real talk. Hey, but that's what it is, man. Hey, this has been another great episode, man. You know what I'm saying? And again, man, it's your big homie, Bobby Dollars. And I'm here with my co-host again.
Big homie, Mo.
Yeah, man.
Mo.
We want to thank y'all, man, for checking us out, man. Hey, Mo, is there anything you want to say, man? Any last words before we dip out tonight?
Yeah, man. Hey, like I always say, man, keep God first, stay blessed, man. You know what I'm saying? Prayers go up. Pray for the sick and shut in, man. You never know. Could be you, could be somebody in your family member, man. Just pray for somebody, man. Yeah. Keep your head up. Try to keep your head above the water, bro.
Real talk, man. Hey, my sentiments the same. So,
yes, sir,
hey,
bro.
real talk, man. Hey, we appreciate y'all listening. Keep them safe,
man.
Keep
that man upstairs, man.
Yeah. Hey, we got to keep him safe, man, because he all we got. You know what I'm saying? So keep believing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what time it is, man. Hey, this has been another great episode, man. And it's been the Bobby Dollar Show.
Yes, sir.
Another great episode with great people. Thanks for listening.